Now, how do you fancy a little trip on a train this summer? What about one that takes in a trip to every station in the country? This is what Jeff Marshall and Vicky Pipe are doing. They're popping in or passing through all 2,563 of them. It's a project that they're calling, appropriately enough, long drawn out, I reckon. All the stations. And you know what? Jeff's here and so is Vicky. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi there.
Oh, my word. Whose brainchild was this? Who's to blame, Jeff?
I'm going to blame Vicky, and she'll probably blame me. Between the two of us, I think.
Vicky, was it your fault?
I think we've got equally to blame. I take part of the responsibility.
Okay, and how much do you love trains, Vicky?
For me, it's more sort of the stories of the railways and kind of social history side of trains and railways, and how the railways connect people and communities and impact on people's lives. That's something that really interests me and what's been really exciting on our journey so far, has been meeting people from across the country and finding out why they love, why they don't love the railways and how they impact on their lives.
And where do we find you now, Jeff? Are you mid-trip, clearly?
Yeah, so we're over halfway in terms of actual station count. We think we're slightly under halfway in terms of amount of time taken, because the first half of our trip we were ticking off a lot of stations in the suburban London area, and the second half is going to be dealing with remote Scottish stations, so the stations per day count will drop. But we've just been doing Wales today, and we're heading out west to Aberystwyth and Port Maddox in north-west Wales tomorrow, as we do some of the remote Welsh lines, which are going to be extremely scenic, we're told.
Right. I've got a couple of messages, actually. Alex says, enjoy Teesside Airport Station. Two trains a week there, maximum.
Yes, we have what we call the polite phrase. There's an unpolite phrase, which is not broadcastable, but the polite phrase that we have is awkward stations, and Teesside Airport is one of them. It's one train going west on a Sunday and one train going east, and that's it. So you can only go there on a Sunday.
And
so
you
have to work that into our schedule.
I was going to say, did you time that just right?
We've got a entire backup team. It's not just me and Vicky. There's about eight of us, and someone's doing, you know, our publicity, and someone's doing our video editing, and someone's sort of doing our general day-to-day admin. And we've got a friend of ours, and he's sort of in charge of scheduling and route planning, and we're in daily contact with him. And we've got the longest, most complicated spreadsheet you've ever seen.
I can't imagine.
It's immense, yeah.
Vicky, have you been to, and this is coming from Dave Parker, he says, have you been to Reddish South near Stockport yet? One train a week on a Friday from Stockport to Staley Bridge, no return service, so don't buy a day return.
No, we haven't done that. That is...
Oh, I've lost you. Is that still to come, Jeff?
Oh, no, Vicky's still here. Yeah, so that's it's a 9:23, I think, on a Friday, and we're there in a few Fridays' time. Again, that's on our great awkward station list. Well, that's more of an awkward line. That's a real oddity, because it only goes one way, which is a really weird thing.
Yeah. What are the rules of this? Vicky, I'll try you again. Your phone keeps cutting out, sadly, but what are the rules?
Yes, we have rules. We're only allowed to travel on trains that stop at...
Do you know, Vicky, you're sounding like Norman Collier. I'm going to have to go to Jeff again. I'm so sorry. So the rules, Jeff, what are the rules?
So we can't get any express fast trains, so i.e. trains that skip stations aren't allowed. The train has to stop at every station, even though we don't actually get out at every station, although we do try to sometimes put our foot on the platform, or we at least take a photo. So, we have to get like the slow train. It's been sort of levied at us that we're cheating because we're not getting out at every station, but doing it where you can at least sit on the train means that this ridiculous quest only takes 3 months. If we were to actually get out and then get the next following train, it would take more around 10 or 11 months. So that's why they're sort of doing the, quote, easier version.
Oh, my word. So you will have been travelling for 3 months.
Yeah, we're currently in week 8, and it's going to take, like, 14 or 15 weeks.
You must like each other's company.
I will revisit a quote which I used the other day. The legendary Ernest Hemingway said very, very, very brilliantly, "Do not travel," he said, "with those whom you do not love." And fortunately, we are a couple. And in 8 weeks, we've only had one argument.
Vicky, do you think you'll still be loving him at the end of this?
I hope so. Yes. as Jess said, we've only had sort of one, let's call it a disagreement so far.
Nice. I can hear him laughing. Brilliant.
So I think, yeah, we're learning a lot about each other. As everyone does, as you travel, even if you're traveling with a friend or not necessarily a partner, you learn more about that person. So I hope it will bring us closer together.
Oh, this is nice. Oh, there may be something at the end of this, a nice little announcement maybe. The train leaving on platform 3. Mr. and Mrs. Jeff, I reckon. What about the catering? How have we done on the catering? Anything to be...
Well, at the end of every day, it's amazing how exhausting it is to sort of sitting on trains. Worrying about whether you're making your connection. So we sleep at a hotel in the morning. We just grab snacks. We don't really have time for, like, breakfast. So we survive on a lot of fruit and cereal bars and water. And then we try and get a decent meal in the evening before attempting to get a good night's sleep, but not until we've checked the next day's timetable and schedule and uploaded photos to all our social media.
And how much is all this costing? Because that's the other thing. 2,000, over 2.5 stations.
Yeah, Vicky?
So we, to enable the project to happen, we launched a Kickstarter campaign at the beginning of February, and so people were pledging sort of individual amounts of money, and we were blown away by the response. And in total, we raised about £38,000.
Wow!
In order to make that happen. So, yeah, we're so grateful to everybody who's been supporting the project to make it happen.
And have you
been going?
And you've done this in the ideal weather, because you don't want any leaves on the line, do you? And you don't want any snow. Stop it. Have you had any replacement buses on your journey?
Well, you see, you say that. And then last week, I think most of the country, we had a little mini heat wave, didn't we? And 3 days in a row, it was like mid-30s. And we discovered that points and signals break in extreme heat as well as, you know, snow and ice.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, we had a few problems last week. And now we're in Wales this week and it's just grey and raining again. It's fine.
Great. Lovely. Well, listen, hopefully you'll stay dry by staying in the train and just maybe poking a toe out at every other station. We wish you well, and maybe we'll talk again at the end of your 3 months.
Okay, can we just get a mention of our website? So people want to follow our journey online. Do you want to go to www.allthestations.co.uk? And basically, we're All the Stations on Facebook and on Twitter and on YouTube, because we're making daily videos, or almost daily videos, and you can follow our progress at allthestations.co.uk.
Fantastic. We've got links on our social media for that as well.
Brilliant.
So if
Thank
anybody
you.
Wants to go to my Twitter and Facebook, it's BBC Georgie Tonight. You will find Jeff Marshall and Vicky Pipe from All the Stations. And who knows, they may end up as Mr. and Mrs. Marshall by the end of it. Right, I'll go now. Thanks ever so much, you two. Vicky's gone very quiet at that point. Did I say? Oh, dear. My bad.